Hello, everyone. My name is Elijah David. This is the 12th hour Park Start Sabbatarian Congregation. That's the 12th hour in Elgin, Texas. Today is March the 23rd, 2024, or it is the 24th day of Vidar 2028. We will continue our service with the title of the Scarlet Colored Beast, Two Shepherd Rod, page 111, by Vicky Holler. The Scarlet Colored Beast, it says, third carried me away in the spirit and through the wilderness, and I saw a woman set upon a scarlet colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns. Revelation 17:3. This particular beast cannot be a symbol of Rome, as some have thought. For the first reason is that the nondescript beast of Daniel 7, as previously explained, is a symbol of Rome and was seen coming up from the sea. But the scarlet-colored beast, John says, was in the desert. Therefore, the forces that brought the scarlet-colored beast on the stage of the action is the opposite of that which produced the nondescript. For the second reason is, as the angel was about to show the vision to John, he said to him, "Come hither, I will show thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon the many waters." Revelation 17:1. Then John was carried into the wilderness, and there he saw the woman riding on the beast. For the reason the vision is given is to show him the judgment of the woman, but she was not judged in the days of Rome. Her judgment is yet in the future, and will be executed under or with the loud cry angel of Revelation 18. See verses 8 to 10. For the riding on the beast is her last act. Therefore, the beast must represent the period in which she is judged. There is a third reason while the beast cannot be a symbol of Rome. For the book of Daniel and the book of the Revelation were written especially for the generation living at the time of the end, and not so much for the Roman world. See Daniel 12:4. They had no understanding of the writing that pertained to the last days, and thus could not have profited by them. Therefore, it would have been improper and unwise on the part of the Yahweh for the applying all of the beast to Rome, and leave the period in which the books apply without symbolical representation. For we believe that there must be more complete symbolical information for this present generation than for any previous one. Thus, it is very inconsistent and unreasonable of those who have applied the leopard-like beast of Revelation 13 and the scarlet-colored of Revelation 17 in the addition unto the nondescript beast of the Daniel 7 the symbols of Rome. Why so many symbols of Rome and none of the period for which the books were written? Furthermore, there are no facts to support such claim. For the greatest rebuke of such assertion and that they derive the same lesson from the beast as they do from the other, if there is no special lesson in each of them, why are they given, applying the heads as they do, the horns, to the symbols of government, shows that they had no light from the great and all-wise Yahweh. If each term means government, why did inspiration use both horns and heads? Note how unreasonable it is for the plan of the woman riding on the beast or sitting on the heads to Catholicism in the New Testament time, and the heads to 7 consecutive forms of government in the other Testament period, said the angel. The 7 heads are the 7 mountains on which the woman said it, Revelation 17:9. If the papal church came into the existence in 508 A.D., how could she sit on any government censures before? Again, if the heads succeeded each other, where is the proof? Are they not all present on the beast, and the woman is sitting on them? As the scarlet-colored beast by his 10 horns and 7 heads appears to be universal, now let's do that again. As the scarlet-colored beast by his 10 horns and 7 heads prove to be universal, the successive chain of the beast, a lion, bear, four-headed leopard, nondescript and leopard-like, makes it impossible for another universal beast to intersect the unbreakable chain of the 5 links. Such an act would be an attempt for the overthrowing of prophecy and history. Therefore, as the only period he can possibly represent would be the one after the deadly wound of the leopard-like is healed, becoming a 6th universal beast. Since the scarlet colored is the last in the symbolical procession of the beast, he must possess all the characteristics of his ancestors, for the 10 horns of the nondescript beast, the 7 heads of the leopard alike, and his own unharmed head show that he comes on the stage of the action after the deadly wound was healed. His scarlet color denotes curse as it does on the dragon, the devil, in Revelation 12:3. And the words go into a perdition, Revelation 17:11, reveal that he is in to bring this world to an end by a curse that will result in the entire ruin, utter destruction, future misery, or eternal death. Standard Dictionary. Therefore, if this beast represents our world at the present time, would it not be unwise on the part of Yahweh if he would have neglected to foresee the present day multiplicity of the sect and the great confusion among Christendom if the symbols by this beast fail to reveal the truth condition of the churches, as the nondescript beast tells the fall of the church and the period he represents. So must the scarlet colored. In fact, this is the principal reason why these prophetic beasts are presented. For the scarlet colored beast is the last symbolical beast in the continuous chain of the historical events. This beast does not arise from the sea like the beast before it, but was seen in the wilderness. Therefore, the scarlet colored beast is created by an historical event. Unlike the beast before it, the symbol denotes that it is not strife and war between the nations that brings this beast upon the stage of action, but rather a principle that is the opposite of the symbol troubled sea. He has 10 horns and 7 heads, the same as the leopard like beast of Revelation 13:1-3. But the only difference between the heads of the two beasts is the deadly wound on the leopard like. As this wound was healed, it is evident that the scarlet colored is a continuation of the leopard like, says John, and his deadly wound was healed. Thus, the scarlet colored beast has 7 unharmed heads, where the 7 heads represents Christendom as they do on the leopard like beast. But it is in the symbol of the scarlet colored that they are called Babylon, as he is full of the name and blasphemy. It verifies the fact that he represents an exceeding sinful period. Full of the names implies a period of great multiplicity of the so-called Christian sects and blasphemy, because of the rejecting present truth, refusing to be corrected, and yet dare to call themselves by the name of Christ, Christian. For the 10 horns denote the same as on the beast before it, meaning a universal system. If the heads of the leopard-like beast represents religious organization, then the scarlet-colored embraces the entire present civilization, both civil and religious, horns and heads. Note that the dragon of Revelation 12:3 has the crowns on his head, not on his horn. It has been previously explained that when the crowns appear on the heads, it denotes a religio-political system. But if they appear on the horns, it reveals that the state is independent of the church. It will be noticed that the scarlet colored beast is crownless, as the nondescript of Daniel 7:7-8, for the 10 horns in the first stage of the nondescript beast representing Imperial Rome had no crown because they had received no kingdom as yet. But in his second stage, after the fall of the Imperial Rome, in reality, they should have been crowned for the little horn having the eyes of a man and a mouth speaking great things, a combination of a horn head, union of the church and state, the papacy, being supreme, the horns could have no crown, showing the papacy was to rule over kings. For the scarlet-colored beast is also controlled by the woman riding on his back, church and state. Thus it denotes that she is the authority or the crown, for the, she rules the beast. This is one of the reasons why their crowns are absent on this beast. The last is an image of the first, verifying the fact that the scarlet-colored beast represents the image of the beast, period, fulfilling Revelation 13, 12, and 15, and he exercises all the power of the first beast before him and causes the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the beast or the image of the beast should be killed. For the difference between the two drastic systems is revealed by the two symbols, horn head on the one and the woman riding on the other. For the nondescript beast has only one horn head, a symbol of a mono-sectarian system by the alliance of the silver power with the religious creed, that the scarlet-colored beast has seven heads, which denote a multiplicity a multiple sectarian combination under a supreme religio-political jurisdiction, and that's the woman, for he represents our world at its end, and with his sovereign authority and the theological theology under the dominion of a woman. For the period represented by the scarlet-colored beast commenced in 1929, at which time the deadly wound was healed. But his career is not fully developed until the woman shall sit upon his back. Okay, it says, for the commencement of that act will be marked when the following prediction is fully realized, when the prosynism shall stretch forth her hand across the gulf for the grasping of the hand of the Roman power, and when she shall reach over the abyss to clasp hands with spiritualism, when under or with the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and Republican government, and shall make provision for the propagation of the papal falsehoods and delusions, then we may know that the time has come for the marvelous working of the Satan, and that the end is near. Testimony for the Church, Volume 5, page 451. For the Revelation 17:8, the beast that thou sawest was and is not, and they that dwell on the earth shall wonder whose names were not written in the book of the life from the foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is, for the beast that thou sawest, the scarlet colored, said the angel, was and is not, as previously explained. The beast that began to appear on the stage of the history in 1929. Therefore, the word war was represents the period from the above stated date up to the time when he will be not. For the period represented by the word not is the 1,000 years of the Satan's captivity during the millennium. And he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that he must be loosed a little season, Revelation 22:3. For this period commences with the second coming of Yahshua and the end of this present world. Okay, so Yahshua comes here in the 12th hour before probation tells you. So what the Tehillah is saying here, this period commences with the second coming of the Yahshua, and then I will add, in the 12th parabolic hour, because Yahshua takes charge of his army, and he's the one that leads his great army and subdues all nations with the help of his great army in the 12th parabolic hour. And then when that's over with, then that's when all this fulfillment going into perdition or into the millennium of Yahshua and end of the present world. At that time, the scripture of the Revelation 20 verse 6 will be fulfilled. Blessed and holy is he that hath part in the first resurrection. On such the second death hath no power, but they shall be priests of Yahweh and of the Yahshua, and shall reign with him 1,000 years, as the righteous dead are raised and united with the living. Then the prophecy of the Jeremiah shall be fully realized. I beheld, and lo, the fruitful place was as a wilderness, and all the cities thereof were broken down at the presence of the Yahshua and by his fierce anger. For thus hath Yahshua said, the whole land shall be desolate, yet will I not make a full end. Jeremiah 4:26-27. When the cities are broken down and the land laid waste, then the hope of the redeemed shall be accomplished. For Yahshua himself shall descend from the heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of the Yahweh, and the dead in the Yahshua shall rise first. Then we, which are alive remain, shall be called up together to meet them in the clouds, to meet the Yahshua in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Yahshua. 1 Thessalonians 4:16-17. At that glorious time, when the saints depart, the earth shall be left in darkness, as described by Jeremiah, for this shall the earth mourn, and the heavens above be black, because I have spoken it, I have purposed it, and will not repent, neither will I turn back from it. For the whole city shall flee for the noise of the horsemen and the bowmen. They shall go into the thickets and climb up upon the rocks. Every city shall be forsaken, and not a man dwell therein. Jeremiah 4:28-29. Then as the saints enter in through the pearly gates, John's vision will meet its fulfillment. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and the judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Yahshua and for the word of Yahweh, and which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hand. Then they lived and reigned with Yahshua 1,000 years, Revelation 2:20-24. For the righteous shall spend 1,000 years judging the wicked dead, for the further study of the millennium, C.P. George and Prophet, 103, Great Controversy, 321 and 662. But the rest of the dead live not again until 1,000 years were finished. This is the first resurrection, and I saw the dead, small and great, stand before the Yahweh, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according unto their works, Revelation 20:5-12. For the books contain the records of the wicked, for the book of life is opened and examined by the saints, and in it they have beheld only the names of the righteous, the names of some who once appeared in it were blotted out, while the names of others were never entered between its pages. Coming back to our subject, the beast that thou sawest was, and is not, shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. This far we have explained the first part of the scripture quoted was, and is not. Now we note the words, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. In the millennium period, the wicked shall be judged. And at the close, Yahshua and the saints shall return to the earth. For the John bears witness of this, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from the Yahweh out of the heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband, Revelation 21:2. As ye are sure with the saints and the city of the saints, then the following scripture will be fulfilled. And the city gave up the dead, which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their work. Revelation 20:13. Note the verb were being in the past tense shows that they were judged previous unto their resurrection. By the resurrection of the wicked, Satan will be loosed from his captivity for a little season. See Revelation 20:3. And in the manner shall the beast will ascend out of the bottomless pit. But the angel also said, the beast goeth into perdition. Now after he ascended, Satan is loosed for only a short season. He and the wicked shall live for 100 years after the resurrection. For the Shepherd Rod, Volume 1, page 164 and 165. For the Bible says that at the end of the 100 years, death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever shall was not found written in the book of the life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20:14-15. For the second death of the wicked is an everlasting death, and they shall be as though they had not been. Obadiah 16. Speaking of Satan's destruction, says the prophet, all they that know thee among the people shall be astonished at thee. Thou shalt be a terror, and never shalt thou be any more. Ezekiel 28:19. For behold, the days come that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that cometh shall burn them up, saith Yahshua the host. Thou shalt not leave them root, leave them neither root nor branch. Malachi 4:1. In the manner that the beast shall go into perdition, Webster's definition of the word perdition is total destruction, utter loss of the soul or of happiness and of future state. It is summarized as follows. A beast that was is the period prior unto the millennium, and is during the time of the millennium, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. It is a period after the millennium, at which time all the wicked will be resurrected and go into perdition. That is, at the end of the 100 years, the wicked Satan and his angel shall be consumed by the fire. And they that dwell in the earth shall wonder whose names were not written, found written in the book of the life from the foundation of the world. When they beheld the beast that was and is not and yet is, Revelation 17:8, what a surprise it will be and for the wicked when they witness the great multitude as the sands of the sea, for the number suddenly come to life. It will be something which has never entered their mind. Note the phrase, from the foundation of the world. This term includes all of the wicked sins the world began, and proves positively that this interpretation is correct. Revelation 17:9, and here is a man which hath wisdom, for the seven heads of the seven mountains on which the woman sitteth, all the heads being present on the beast and the woman sitting on them, proves that all seven mountains must be in the existence at the same time, for they cannot be consecutive, for the woman sits on them all, which denotes one great union of the heads by the medium of the woman, for they are called mountains, as Yahweh's denomination is called mountain. In Isaiah 2:2 and Micah 4:1. For the mountain is singular, is Yahweh's denomination, but the mountain, plural, by both Isaiah and Micah, have reference to the same denominations represented by the heads on the beast. Thus the seven heads are the seven mountains. Revelation 17:10. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. Note that it does not say they are, but they are, therefore the heads cannot be symbols of the kings, for the kings reign in a successive order, for five are fallen, and the one is, and the other is not yet come. Note that the biblical number seven means completeness, as the beast also represents the wicked who shall arise from the dead on the other side of the millennium. And if all who live from Cain until the end of this present generation are to be raised, then the seven chains and the connection with the beast must apply to the entire world's history from creation until the end. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generation from the beginning? I, the Yahweh, the first and with the last. I am He, Isaiah 41:4. That is the explanation of a symbolical prophecy is first understood at this present time, and as such, prophecies are only timely revealed, and the lesson derived concerns this present generation. Then the prediction is present too. Therefore, we must consider the use of the biblical past and present tense, where this grammatical rule is followed in the scriptures. And it is one way to recognize the present truth. Let not the enemy trip you on this point by the vain philosophy or theology, for the scriptures are perfect in themselves. For the King James Version is as dependable as any good translation. Take heed of the explanations or translations which you yourself do not understand. Trust no man. And there are seven kings, five are fallen, and one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short stay. Revelation 17:10. For the king that is must be the one in the existence at of this present time, and the one that is not yet come must be in the future. Consequently, the five that are fallen must be in the past. This would be the only fair position for one to take without doing injury to the holy word of Yahweh. As it has reference to the entire world's history under sin, we must consider the number of the universal empires or persons since the world began. There is one before the flood, as previously explained. The second is Babylon. The third is Medo-Persia. The fourth is Grecia. And the fifth is the Roman monarchy. These five are fallen. The one that is the present civilization since the fall of Rome under the symbol of the leopard-like and the scarlet colored beast to the commencement of the millennium, which period is termed Rome in her broken state, represented by the feet and toes of the great image of Daniel 2. These are the six kings. Five are fallen, and the one is. The other that is not yet come must be the period after the millennium, corresponding with the beast that is to ascend from the bottomless pit. It is wonderful to note how Yahweh has portrayed our world's history with such perfect symbol, using numbers of the completeness in each instance. Thus his divine plan, rule and guide for his people is revealed from the generation to generation, speaking of the seventh king, the one after the millennium. The text says, when he cometh, he must continue a short space, corresponding with that of the Revelation 20, verse 3, and after that, he, Satan, must be loosed a little season. Revelation 17:11. And the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition for the unmasking of the apparent mystery. All that is necessary is to count the prophetic beast, representing periods and nations, beginning with the first beast, and as we close with the last, he must be the eighth, and yet of the seven, for the lion Babylon is the first, the bear, Medo-Persia, is the second, the four-headed leopard-like Grecia is the third, and nondescript Rome is the fourth, for the leopard-like from the fall of Rome to 1929 is the fifth, the one with the lamb-like horn, the United States, is the sixth, the scarlet-colored from 1929 to the end of this present world. It is the seventh, the same scarlet color that shall ascend from the bottomless pit and go into perdition, from the resurrection of the wicked unto the second death. It's the eighth, and the beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth, and is of the seven, and goeth into perdition. He is the eighth, but is of the seven, because he was and is not, and yet is. That is the scarlet colored beast that appears on the stage of the action the second time, first prior unto the millennium and second after the millennium, by the second resurrection. Therefore, he is the eighth, but of the seven, and goeth into perdition. For the second death of the wicked, as simple as it is, the most perfect, it tells the truth and corrects error. Here we see another set of the numbers, including the entire chain of the beast, the red dragon in the Revelation 12:3, cannot be numbered with the numerous beast, for he is not a symbol of a particular nation or government. He represents Satan and his scheme. At a certain time, for he is called the devil and Satan. See Revelation 12:9-7. Revelation 17:12. And the ten horns which thou sawest are the ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. For the ten horns denote exactly the same as on the nondescript beast, as the present civilization was embodied in that beast, Roman monarchy, and symbolized by the horns, just so the wicked multitude on the other side of the millennium is embodied in the scarlet beast and symbolized by the horn. Therefore, they have received no kingdom as yet, but received power as kings 1 hour with the beast. This last phrase, 1 hour with the beast, will be fully explained in connection with another study. Revelation 17:13, these have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. For the kings that descended from the Roman monarchy have been in the continual strife and will be unto the end, said the prophet. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with the marred clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with the clay. Daniel 2:43. But with the innumerable company on the other side of the millennium, it will not be so. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast, Revelation 17:13. Revelation 17:14 now. They shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is a Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. For the Satan shall gather the great multitude and deceive them once more. He will marshal the armies of the nations at the close of the 100 years against the holy city, New Jerusalem, thus making war with the Lamb. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together for the battling of it. For the number of the whom is of the sand of the sea, and they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints about, and the beloved city, and the fire came down from the heaven, Yahweh out of the heaven, and over devoured them, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of the fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Revelation 20:7-10. torment day and night forever and ever. Note that it says not tormented, but tormented. That is, they are punished once forever, day and night. Means that they shall be punished and destroyed in the same manner as in the deluge by the rain, day and night, water in the former and by the fire in the latter. For the color of the bear, scarlet, reveal that Yahweh's people will have be called out by the message of the loud cry, and thus he will be separated and yet be separate and distinct from the world, thus leaving the beast scarlet skin separated, a sign of being under or with the condemnation, left without the excuse, ready to perish, full of the names and blasphemy, denounced multiplicity of sects and hypocrisy. For the balance of the chapter, they shall be explained in another study. This brings in by step, this is our contact, this is the 11th hour call, it's number 11, pick on our audio organ. We're going to close out the song.